Играется.
Today's Amud is Yuma Yud Beis Amud Beis. We're holding on Yud Beis Amud Aleph by the two dots on the bottom of the Amud, where the Gemara starts by where the Gemara says Umaskinin Laikayin Acher. So we had mentioned in the past that one of the ways of inaugurating a Kohen Gadol is Riboy Begadim. That the Kohen Gadol wears Shmoyne Begadim, that's one of the ways of being Mechanich, the new Kohen Gadol, of inaugurating the new Kohen Gadol. So now the Gemara over here is going to discuss how on Yom Kippur, if the Kohen Gadol ended up becoming Tameh, so how was the backup Kohen Gadol Nischanech on Yom Kippur? That's what the Gemara is going to discuss. Now before we begin, it's important to mention that there's a Teres Kayanim in Parshas Achrimos in Parak Ches, which makes a drasha that the backup Kohen Gadol doesn't require any chinuch. That even though a Kohen Gadol always requires chinuch, the Teres Kayanim learns, that makes a drasha, a riboy, that the backup Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur does not require any chinuch. So the Chavetz Chaim in Zevach Taida, he's medayik from Rashi over here in our Gemara, from Rashi Dibur Maschil Bameh, that our Gemara also holds of this Teres Kayanim, that our Gemara also holds of the Teres Kayanim, and even though the Gemara is going to have a whole Shaklataria about how the Kohen Gadol, the backup Kohen Gadol is Neschanech on Yom Kippur, the pshat is that we're just looking for a way that it should be nicker that the Avodah is only done with the Kohen Gadol. We don't want people thinking that the Avodah of Yom Kippur could be done with the Kohen Hadyat. Therefore, we're looking for a way that should be nicker, but not that we're actually looking to try to perform chinuch with this backup Kohen Gadol. The Lashon of Rashi by Dibur Maschil by Mem Bechan Chinoisai, Rashi says, Hari Avodas Yom Kippurim Sha'achar Atamid Ba'arba Begadimi Ubamehu Nicker Shu Kohen Gadol. So how is it going to be nicker that this backup Kohen Gadol is the Kohen Gadol? That's the shayla that the Gemara is going to be dealing with. How is it going to be nicker? Not how is he actually going to become the Kohen Gadol, how is he going to have chinuch? It's how is it going to be nicker that he's the Kohen Gadol. However, the Chavetz Chaim is medayik from Rabbeinu Chananel throughout the sugya, that Rabbeinu Chananel understood the sugya kipshuta, that we're actually looking for a way of how we're going to be mechanich the new Kohen Gadol, of how we're actually halachically inaugurate him. And if you're Rabbeinu Chananel, clearly our Gemara is chaylik on the Taras Kayanim. And the Taras Kayanim holds that he doesn't need chinuch, and our Gemara, Lefi Rabbeinu Chananel, clearly holds that the backup Kohen Gadol does need chinuch. So we'll see how that plays out as we go through the Shakla Vitaria. So says the Gemara, that we said the Mishnah, that umaskinin like Kohen Acher, that we set aside a backup Kohen Gadol in case the Kohen Gadol becomes Tameh. So says the Gemara, Pshita Yirubay Psul Kaidim Tameh Shal Shachar. So it's Pasha, that if the Kohen Gadol becomes Pasul, the current Kohen Gadol, if he becomes Pasul, he becomes Tameh before he ever deals with the Tameh Shal Shachar on Yom Kippur morning, so then Milchan Chin Oisabi Tameh Shal Shachar. So then it's Pasha, that then we could have the backup Kohen Gadol, he'll wear the Shmein and Begadim, and he'll bring the Tamid Shal Shachar. At least Vidyeved, Riboy Begadim works even if it's just one day, like we've spoken in the past. So, on Daf Hey, maybe, on Him and Aleph. So if the Kohen Gadol becomes Tameh before ever dealing with the Tameh Shal Shachar, so then it's Pasha, we have no Shaila, the backup Kohen Gadol will get his Chinuch by wearing the Shmein and Begadim and bringing the Tamid Shal Shachar. But what's going to happen if the Kohen Gadol becomes Tameh, if he becomes Pasul after the Tameh Shal Shachar? So now the rest of the Avodas Hayoyim are only done with four Begadim, just like a regular Kohen Hedyot. It's not done with the Shmoyne Begadim anymore. It's done with the Big Day Lavam, with Arba Begadim. So how, Bameh Mechanchen Isai, how are we gonna be Mechanich, the new Kohen Gadol? And like the Tos Yishanim points out, that the Gemara is talking about during the Bayesheni, where the Shaman HaMishcha was ready Nigna. So really, Shaman HaMishcha would have been another way to be Mechanichim, but there was no Shaman HaMishcha anymore in the second Beis HaMikdash. So how are we gonna be Mechanich the Kohen Gadol, if the backup Kohen Gadol, if the current Kohen Gadol only becomes Pasul after the Tamid Shal Shach? And the Chorinim ask on the Shitas HaRambam that we mentioned when we learned Daf Hey, that the Rambam learns that Riboy Begadim doesn't involve any Avaida. The Rashi learned, seemed to have said over there, that Riboy Begadim means that the Kohen Gadol, or the the kohen becoming kohen gadol, he wears shemayim begadim and he does an avayda, and then he takes off the begadim, and he does that for lechatchila 7 days or b'diavad 1 day. But the shita sarambam we mentioned then is that riboy begadim just means putting on the begadim and taking them off. He doesn't have to perform any avayda. He just puts on the begadim and takes them off. So why can't we be talking about after the tamid shel shachar? Why is there a kasha? What's the gemara's kasha that if it's after the tamid shel shachar, so how are we going to be mechanich the new kohen gadol? What do you mean? Just have him wear shemayim begadim and take it off. Rambam, that's called Riboy Begadim. So the Chazon Ish and Arachaim and Simon Kuf Chavav, Sifka and Tess, he explains that that only works during the rest of the year. Because during the rest of the year, the Shemayna Begadim are the Big Day Kayin Gadol, because those are the Begadim that are Roy for him to be performing the Avodah with. But on Yom Kippur, being that the Talmud's already over, so the Shemayna Begadim aren't the Big Day Kayin Gadol anymore, so to speak. Now the Big Day Kayin Gadol is only with Arba Begadim, which is the same Begadim as the Kayin Hedyat. And therefore, it's not going to work to just put on Shemayna Begadim. That's how the Chazon Ish defends the Shitas HaRambam. Anyway, so the Gemara wants to know, if the Kohen Gadol becomes pasul after the Tamid Shel Shachar, so how are we going to be mechanich the new Kohen Gadol? So says the Gemara, Amar of Adabar Ava ba'avnet. He'll wear the special avnet of the Kohen Gadol. All year round, the Kohen Gadol wore an avnet that was made out of klayim, and on Yom Kippur, he wore an avnet that was made out of linen. So he'll wear this special linen avnet on Yom Kippur, so that will show that he's the Kohen Gadol. Either make a nicker, or actually that will be the chinuch. Now, even though it's not Shemayna Begadim, so how is that going to work for Riboy Begadim? How is that? If you hold that we need actual chinuch, let's say like Rabbeinu Chananel's mashma, so how is wearing just an avnik, an account, what's that going to do? How is that considered chinuch? Bishlam, if all we're looking for is that it should be nicker, that he's the Kohen Gadol. So if he wears a special avnik, the special avnik that the Kohen Gadol wore on Yom Kippur, that it was made out of linen, so great, so now he looks like he's the Kohen Gadol. And everyone knows that the avodah is being performed with the Kohen Gadol. But if we're looking for actual chinuch, like Rabbeinu Chananel's mashma, says the Chafetz Chaim, so then how is this going to help the fact that he wears an avnet? So the Chafetz Chaim over there in Zevach Toida, he explains that Riboy Begadim means putting on the Big Day Kohen Gadol. It doesn't have to mean Dafka Shmein the Begadim. It happens to be that normally Big Day Kohen Gadol is Shmein the Begadim. So Riboy Begadim means putting on Shmein the Begadim. But being that on Yom Kippur, the right now after the Tamid, so the Big Day Kohen Gadol isn't Shmein the Begadim. It's just wearing this, it's the regular Arba Begadim, but with this special Avnet, so that's called Riboy Begadim. There's no Din Riboy Begadim to wear Shmein the Begadim. The din of Riboy Begadim is just wearing Big Day Kohen Gadol, which generally is a Riboy. It's generally wearing 8 as opposed to 4, but wearing the Avne could count as like a Riboy Begadim. That could be his chinuch for the backup Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. So that's what Rav Adabar Ava suggested. That's how we'll be Mechanichim. The new Kohen Gadol will be Mechanichim with the Avne. Well, says the Gemara, that's only good. That's only good if we assume that the avnet of the Kohen Gadol is the same avnet as the Kohen Hedyat, which means that the avnet of the Kohen Gadol that he wore all year round, which we said is Kalayim, is the same as the avnet of the Kohen Hedyat, meaning that he wears all year round, and it's Kalayim. Because then now, if this new Kohen wears an avnet that's made out of just linen, so that's something which is only the Kohen Gadol wears. Meaning a little bit of background. The Torah is clear that the avnet of the Kohen Gadol all year round is made out of Kalayim. And the avnet of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur is made out of linen. The Shaila is, what was the avnet of the Kohen Hedyat made out of? All year round, Yom Kippur, no difference. What was the avnet of the Kohen Hedyat made out of? So if we say that the avnet of the Kohen Hedyat was made out of Kalayim, like the Kohen Gadol's avnet all year round, so then beautiful. So then that's how we'll have chinuch for the backup Kohen Gadol, because he'll wear an avnet made out of just linen, which is something that the Kohen Hedyat never wears. It's something that only a Kohen Gadol wears on Yom Kippur. So that's how we'll have chinuch. That's what the Gemara says. Hanich leman d'amar avnet osho Kohen Gadol zehu avnet osho Kohen Hedyat. All is good if you say that the avnet of the Kohen Gadol, meaning all year round, which was klayim, is the same as the avnet of the Kohen Hedyat. That's the same avnet that the Kohen Hedyat always wears. It's the avnet of klayim. Elman d'amar avnet osho Kohen Gadol loy zehu avnet osho Kohen Hedyat. But if you hold that the avnet of the Kohen Gadol is not the avnet of the Kohen Hedyat, meaning the avnet of the Kohen Gadol all year round was Kalayim, but the avnet of the Kohen Hedyat is always made out of just linen, which is the same as the avnet of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. So then, what's this backup Kohen Gadol going to wear? He's going to wear avnet of a Kohen Gadol, meaning he's going to wear an avnet made out of just linen? That's the regular avnet that the Kohen Hedyat always wears. So he's not showing that he's the Kohen Gadol. It's not nicker, it's not chinuch, whatever we're looking for, this is not going to accomplish that, because this is the same same avnit that the Kohen Hedid wears. So says the Gemara, Amar Abaye, Loive Shmeina Umahapich Pitzinoira. What he'll do is he'll wear Shmeina Begadim, even though we're after the Tamid, he'll put on Shmeina Begadim of a Kohen Gadol, and he'll take a fork and be Mahapich the Ivarim on the Mizbeach, the Ivrei HaTamid on the Mizbeach. And like that, that's considered an Avaida, that he's doing an Avaida with his Shmeina Begadim, and that will be his Chinech. Who could Rav Huna, like Rav Huna said, Rav Huna said, Zar shahapich b'tzinayra, if a non-Kayin does such a thing, he's chayiv misa, so you see it's considered an Avaida. To do such a thing is considered an Avaida. And essentially the Gemara says that he has to do an Avaida with the Shmeina Begadim. Why don't we just say, l'fi the Rambam, it's enough that he puts it on? So I guess you have to say something along the lines of that, being that this is not a Chiyiv, so it's still not considered that the Shmeina Begadim are the Big Day Kohen Gadol right now. So even the Rambam would agree that he needs to do an Avaida with the Shmeina Begadim in order for this to count as Reboy. But anyways, that's what we're holding now, that Rabbi's suggestion is that the way he'll accomplish Chinuch with the backup Kohen Gadol is he'll put on, even after the Karban Tumah, is he'll put on Shmeina Begadim and he'll move the Evarim around a little bit, make it cook a little bit faster. Says the Gemara, V'rapapa amar different tarets. Rapapa says that the way will be Mechanich, the new Kohen Gadol, is Avedasa Minchan Chetai, that his Avedah itself, that itself is Mechanichim. By him doing the Avedah on Yom Kippur, which is something which Rabbeinu Eliyakim points out is only able to be done with the Kohen Gadol, this is a special type of chinuch that works only on Yom Kippur, that his Avaida itself will be the chinuch, because being that the Avaida can only be done with the Kohen Gadol, so that itself will for sure make a nicker and even work as like a chinuch, because that's like he's doing something which only a Kohen Gadol does. It's like main Reboy Begadim. He's doing an act of Kohen Gadol by doing the Avaida on Yom Kippur. So his Avaida itself is Mechanichim. Milay Tanya, didn't we learn in the Braisa, Kol HaKelim Shasa Meisha, all the Kelim that Meisha Reinu made for the Mishkan, Meshichosa Mekachton. So the Meshicha with the Shaman HaMishchav, that was Mekadish them to have Kedusha of a Klisharis. Mekan Ve'elah, from then and on, Avaidasa Mechanchiton. That their Avaida, doing Avaida with them, that itself is Mechanich them. So Achanami Avaidasa Mechanchiton. Here too also, the Avaida of this backup Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, that itself will be his Chinuch. Says the Gemara Vayter, Ki also Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, Rav Dimi and Ravin, we find often, the Gemara says, Ki also Rav Dimi, Ki also Ravin, they used to take shifts going to Eretz Yisrael and bringing back from the Torah of Eretz Yisrael to the Chachmei Bavel. So when Rav Dimi came back to Bavel from Eretz Yisrael, so Amar, he said over what he heard in Eretz Yisrael, he said that Avneta Shokain Hedyot, Rebbe Rebbe Lazar Reb Shimon. He said, regarding the Avneta of a Kain Hedyot, so we have a Machlaikas Rebbe and Reb Lazar Reb Shimon. Like we just spoke out, that the Avnit of a Kain Gadol all year round was Klayim. On Yom Kippur, it was made out of just fine linen. And the Kain Hedyot, the Torah doesn't tell us directly what it's made out of. So we have a Machlaikas about what the Avnit of a Kain Hedyot was made out of. Chad Amr Shel Klayim. One of them said it was made out of Klayim, like the Kain Gadol's was all year round. The Chad Amr Shel Butz. And one of them said it was made out of linen, like the Kohen Gadol's Avnet on Yom Kippur. So says the Gemara, Testaim the Rebbe who the Amr shall climb. I'll bring you a raya, because when Rav Dimi came back, he didn't remember, or he didn't know who said which shita. It was Machlekes Rebbe and Rav Lazar Reb Shimon. So he didn't know who said what, which. So says the Gemara, I'll bring you a raya that it's Rebbe is the one who says that the Avnet of the Kohen Hedyot is made out of Klayim, like the Kohen Gadol's was all year round. The Tanya, because we learned in the Braisa. The Braisa says, Ain being Kohen Gadol, Kohen Hedyot. There's no difference between the Begadim of a Kohen Gadol and the Begadim of a Kohen Hedyot. Ala Avnet, the only difference is the Avnet. Different Rebbe, that's what Rebbe said. And Rabbi Lazar Reb Shimon Aimer Afloy Avnet, that you know, even the Avnet's not different, even the Avnet's are the same. So now, Amos, what are we talking about? If we're talking about all year round, so then, and that's where they're having this Machlaikas, then Tuvika. There's a lot, many differences between the Big Day Kohen Gadol and the Big Day Kohen Hedyot. Kohen Gadol Meshamish Vishmaina Vahedyot Barba. The Kohen Gadol wears Shmaina Begadim, and the Kohen Hedyot only wears Arba Begadim. Elab Yom Kippurim. So it must be the Machlaikas is talking about on Yom Kippur, where they both wear Arba Begadim. And on Yom Kippur, that's when Rebbe said that the Avnet of the Kohen Hedyot is not, that's the only difference between the Big Day Kohen Hedyot and the Big Day Kohen Gadol. And Reb Lezer Reb Shimon said that no, even the Avnets are the same. So if that's true, so now we know that the Avnet of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur was made out of linen. And on that, Rebbe said that the Avnets are different. So if Rebbe said that the Avnets are different, so there must be Rebbe held that the Avnet of a Kohen Hedyot is made out of Klayim. And so that's what the Gemara wants to bring as a raya, that Rebbe is the one who said that the Avnet of the Kohen Hedyot was made from klayim. Says the Gemara, it's not a raya. Amri lo, no, it's not a raya, because lo ayla b'shaya ma'isa hashana. Really, I could say that the Brice is discussing the whole year round. So then there's a lot of differences. The Kohen Gadol wears Shmeinu Begadim, and the Kohen Hedyot only wears Arba Begadim. Says the Gemara, Lo'ilam B'Shayim Ma'isa Shana, U'Bahanach Teshavin. We mean amongst the four that they wear in common, amongst the four of the eight Begadim that the Kohen Gadol has in common with the Kohen Hedyot. So on that, Rebbe was saying the only difference is the Avnet, and Reb Shimon was saying that no, even the Avnets are the same. So it's Lav Davka, we have a Raya from here. Says the Gemara Vayter, Kiyasa Ravin, when Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, so Amar, he reported that Avnet of Kohen Gadol, B'Yom HaKippurim, Divrei Kol Shabbos. Everybody agrees that the Avnet of a Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur was made out of linen. B'Shar Yom Ha'is HaShana, Divrei Kol Shal Klayim. And everybody holds that the Avnet of the Kohen Gadol all year round was made out of Klayim. Lo Nechluku Elab Avnet of Kohen Hedyot. The Machlekes is only regarding the Avnet of a Kohen Hedyot, B'Yom B'Shar Yom Ha'is HaShana, B'Yom B'Yom HaKippurim. And that never changes. And now here, Ravin actually had the names. Sherebi Aimer Shal Klayim. Rebbe said that the Avnet of the Kohen Hedyot was made out of Klayim, like we wanted to say before. Rebbe Lazar, Rebbe Shimon Aimer Shal Butz. And Rebbe Lazar, Rebbe Shimon said that no, the Avnet of the Kohen Hedyot was made out of linen. Amar of Nachman by Yitzchak. Afana Nami Tanina. We have a brayse that says like this. Al Bisaroi Matam Loimer Yilbash. The pasuk says regarding the chumas adeshen, it says that the kohen wears midoy bad, referring to the ksaynes, and it says and he wears michnas bad, the michnasayim, and then it says yilbash al bisaroi. So the brayse darshins from this pasuk, it says al bisar yilbash al bisaroi. From yilbash we darshin lahavi mitznefes va'avnet lahramas adeshen. That the kohen when he does the avoid of trumas adeshen and he removes the ashes from the mizbeach, so he needs to also wear the mitznefes and the avnet, even though the pasuk only spoke out directly the ksoines and the michnasayim. Yilbash is coming to be marbe that he also needs to wear the mitznefes and the avnet. He needs to wear all arba begadim because trumas adeshen is considered an avoda. Divi Rabbi Yehuda. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. That's the shot in the pasuk. Rabbi Daisa Aimer. Rabbi Daisa is chaylik, and the Taisa's real labbein explains that Rabbi Daisa understood that it's pasha that Trumas Hadesh is considered an Avaida, and it's pasha that he has to wear all Arba Begadim, and therefore Yilbash must be teaching us something else, because it's pasha that he needs to wear all four. Rather, what's Yilbash coming to teach us? Lahavi Bigdei Kayin Gadol, to teach us that the Bigdei Kayin Gadol, B'Yom HaKippurim, Shein Ksher in the Kayin Hedyot, that they're kosher for a Kayin Hedyot to wear afterwards, that after the Kayin Gadol does his Avaida on Yom Kippur with the Bigdei Kayin Gadol, the Kayin Hedyot's let and then use those Begadim. Rebbe Aimer Che Chubas Padava. Rebbe says, no, there are two things I could ask you on that. Chada, first of all, the Avneta Shokain Gadol B'Yom HaKippurim, Loizehu Avneta Shokain Hedyot. First of all, the Avneta of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, which was made out of linen, that's not the Avneta of the Kohen Hedyot that he wears, because the Avneta of the Kohen Hedyot was Klayim. So that's why we brought this Braisa, because you see that clearly Rebbe holds that the Avneta of the Kohen Hedyot was made out of Klayim. But we'll just finish it off. And furthermore, another kasha on your shita is that begadim shenishtamsha behen kedusha chamura teshamish ben kedusha kala, begadim that were used by the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, you're going to tell me that now they're mutter, and the Kohen Gadol went with these begadim with tnai v'lefnim, and now you're going to tell me that the Kohen Hedyot could wear them during the rest of the year? It can't be. Malim b'kodesh ve'marid. So that was his Rebbe's second tainam. Elamatam relaymer yilbash, and therefore Rebbe then said, so what's the pshat in the pasuk yilbash? L'rabba yizas hashchakin. It's coming to say that the Kohen Hedyot could even wear begadim that are worn out. Now Rabbi Daisa, who said that the Bigdei Kohen Gadol are roy for the Kohen Hedyot, says the Gemara of Azar Rabbi Daisa l'tameh. The Rabbi Daisa l'shitasoi d'tanya, we learned in the Braisa regarding the Bigdei Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. The pasuk says v'hanicham sham, that he places them there. So the Tanakam and darshins from that melamich to unin geniza, that he places it there, meaning he has to put them into geniza. Rabbi Daisa aimer that no, that's not what v'hanicham sham means. V'hanicham sham means shlo yishtamish ben yom kippurim acher. It just means that he can't use it for another Yom Kippur, but doesn't have to go into Geniza, because another Kohen Hedyot could use it all year round. So you see, that's Rabbi Daisa's Shita.